Hi, this is Skip Mancini. Crispy days and cool nights make fall one of the busiest times of the year. I hope you can take a quick break from gardening chores and join me now for Growing on the High Plains.
Last August, we went to Amarillo for a walk through the garden at the High Plains Food Bank. Kara Young was our guide and began by pointing out carts of fresh vegetables that represented the morning's picking.
Today, zucchini, squash, tomatoes, melon, some peppers, and a lot of okra. And, and Armenian cucumbers. Do you know these?
Oh, okay.
Have you ever seen these?
No, I haven't.
They're actually a melon variety, but they taste just like cucumbers. And last year we had a big harvest festival and a taste testing between different cucumbers and these, and everyone preferred these. We have pumpkins that are coming up, Swiss chard back there. And then we have some blackberries growing on the fence over there.
Mm-hmm. You've got some raised beds for herbs.
We have fruit trees. We had a great harvest of peaches this year, which is unusual because usually the frost will freeze the blooms, but we did really well. And then we have New Zealand spinach and Malabar, tomatoes. We have a Navajo yellow-meated watermelon that we're trying this year.
I love yellow-meated.
And we got those seeds from, do you know, Native Seed Search in Tucson, Arizona? Hmm. They're trying to help endangered species. And so we are trying to help as well, and maybe see if we can save some of those seeds.
Lots of asparagus.
Yes, those are our asparagus beds.
Kara spoke about their efforts to encourage beneficial insects in the garden by releasing ladybugs and lacewings and providing blossoms to attract pollinators like bees and butterflies.
No, on the outside perimeter we have ornamental flowers. We have hibiscus, butterfly bushes, honeysuckle, zinnias. What else do we have? Yeah, we have that mountain sage.
Uh-huh. And I see a lot of tall grass and stuff that you're using for mulch.
Yeah, that's our winter rye that we put as a cover crop last winter. And then we are using it as a living, or
we're going to be. It's in piles right now, but it will be.
But it is in between some of the rows of okra and things. And so it was good for our soil, and now it's helping us to keep some weeds out.
The size of the food bank garden is just under an acre, and during the summer of 2011, it produced 16,000 pounds of fresh food for those in need. Kara and her husband Justin spend incredible hours in the space, joined by a limited amount of summer interns in the mornings. They also depend on assistance from some animals that make the garden their home. A bunch of ducks waddle through designated areas, clearing out bad bugs and grasses, and two goats lend a hand, or hoof, eliminating lots of unwanted weeds. Plans for the future include adding a flock of chickens, which will add fresh eggs to the food offerings, while providing manure for fertilizing. As we finished our High Plains Food Bank garden tour, Kara summed up the hopes for its future.
Because we really want this to be an education place in an urban setting where people can really learn what they can do for themselves.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and produced by Skip Mancini.